broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
And you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. It's 5 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's time for a live performance, and in the studio we have the band Module B. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can.
It's good to be here.
All right. How you doing?
Good. We're good.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we have liftoff. Why don't we start out with one?
All right.
All right, here we go. We're going to start it off with a song called Brightness.
To the moon, Alice. Thinking about how happy she makes me. For I know it, I'm overcome. My thoughts, imagination has gone wild. Don't know what I'm doing. I'm picking up the phone. Been waiting for you to come around all night long. Don't know what you're giving me. This surprise is killing me. Oh no. Oh no. Nothing good. I'm not lying. And I say to you, I don't think the truth. To a different flow. I don't know what my mind's so sweet. A sensation that can't be me. Oh no. Oh no.
From Studio J with Module B. All right. So where did the name come from?
So Module B kind of came from, so my buddy Jacob works at Beaumont Hospital, and Module B was the name of the place where they kept all the clinically insane people. So when he just said Module B, the name just kind of stuck out, and we're all pretty much almost clinically insane, so Just about almost all of us are. So
it was a perfect fit. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And the B stands for our last initial being Basil.
Yep. Me and my brother are both brother. Me and my brother. So our last name is Basil.
So the like B kind of just fits.
I'm not included in that.
Well, you could be. They could adopt you, and you just take the name anyway.
I'm the oldest out of the three of us by a long shot.
Well, that doesn't matter, you know.
Want to have a little baby grandpa?
Okay. But, you know, you could all be bees. You could be Basil. You could be bat crazy, you know.
Whatever. That's right.
True.
How long have you gentlemen been together?
Us together as a band, we've been playing for about a year now.
About
a year and a half, yeah. Me and my brother, though, we've been playing together for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since we were kids, man,
we're kind of
born with the knowledge of how to play music, and we've just been doing it together ever since we were able to hold sticks and pick up a guitar, you know?
So you had to start out with pots and pans at the very beginning, though.
Oh, yeah. I've got pictures in, family albums of, me with a pot on my head and holding a drumstick and, in diapers.
Okay, that's the way to do it.
Get an
early start.
Yep.
Okay, why don't you go around the room, if you don't mind, introduce yourselves. I know your names, but the listeners might not.
All right, I am Aaron Basil. I'm the singer and guitarist of the band.
My name's Cody Shornack. I'm the bass player.
I'm Adam Basil, and I'm the drummer.
All right, so why don't we do another one?
Cool.
All right, it sounds good. This next one is called I'm Blessed, and here we go.
If you were the way I am, then you know how I feel. Never see me touch upon the ground. If you were the way I am, it would help you see clear. This is the way I want to hear that sound. When you take you on a walk, you will clutter in my name, talk about the way I feel things to be. The sound, it never stops. I try to turn it off, but it never seems to want to move aside. And I try to give it up, and I don't know about good luck, cause I've heard too many things to choose aside. Yes, to me, it's kind of rough, living inside a broken home, where it doesn't feel that way to everyone. Even though I'm never get the chance to fulfill. You were supposed to be my friend in the end. In the end. You're supposed to be in my friend.
Live from Studio J with Module B. All right. Okay, so you consider yourselves from Hazel Park, is that correct?
Yeah, well...
Kind of, sort of?
Yeah, well, we practiced in Hazel Park for, like, the past year.
Okay.
So, we just kind of say we're based out of there.
Home base, that doesn't mean you're from there necessarily.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
There. Yep. And I'm from there.
Yeah, our base is from there, but... Me and Aaron grew up in Sterling Heights.
Oh, yep. Okay. The high end.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm out in St. Clair Shores now, but yeah.
I just find it interesting because I'm obviously a few years older than you guys.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember when Hazel Park and Sterling Heights were considered like really, really nice suburbs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, when I grew up as a child, I lived in the other side of the tracks. I lived at 7 Mile and John R.
Oh, wow.
And crossing 8 Mile was like Dorothy entering Oz. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, the front lawns are green.
Yeah.
The shutters are painted.
Wow.
The sidewalks are clean. The streets don't have garbage and needles. Wow. What is this?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, Sterling Heights has its times. I mean... At least, I mean, it's getting better. I know on the Van Dyke Road in Sterling Heights area, they did a lot of reconstructing not too long ago. Looks pretty nice now.
Father Time they got, really put the boots to old Hazel Park.
They got pillars up for like 15. There's 15 miles, 16 mile. I think it goes all the way to, I want to say like probably 14 or 13 mile.
Okay. Yeah, well, that was considered like the high end back when I was growing up. I mean, not anymore, but again, it was just an amazing transformation just crossing 8 Mile. It was like a neighborhood where the family went to the local ice cream place, and you know, everybody walked around with their dogs and all that. And
that's
I don't
times.
Know.
There's ice cream and mini golf right on my corner.
Is there?
Yep.
Yeah, from right at 9 and John R.
Okay. So, besides Pots and Pans, what got you guys started playing music? What kind of bands? What were you listening to?
Growing up, my dad would always play Metallica, Van Halen, Journey, and a lot of bands like that around me and Aaron growing up. And the way me and Aaron really ourselves got into it was through a game called Guitar Hero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron really got into guitar through Guitar Hero, and you know, I just as just like that got into just you know music in general and playing it more you know through that game, just playing it on the controller. You know, it made us want to do the real thing, you know, instead of just the simulated version. So yeah,
plus my dad, because this guitar actually that I'm playing today is my dad's guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember always just seeing the guitar, and I wanted like. It just looked so intriguing to me, and there's just so many different, like, I knew which spots to play were notes, but I didn't know how to do it, so I really wanted to. And first song I actually learned was Paranoid by Ozzy Osbourne, or Black Sabbath, I want to say,
right.
On his acoustic. So, but yeah, and then I seen this, and just the look of this guitar just made me just want to play it so bad.
So that's a little bit of an older model then, right?
Yep, this is.
Yeah, American-made Fender Strat.
Do you know what year that is, by any chance?
It's got 70s or 80s. I want to say 76.
Okay.
So yeah, it's 70s or 80s sometime.
It's got the 40th anniversary pin on it. I don't know if that says anything. I forget what year. But, you know, it says on the thing back here, 1994.
Okay, so, yeah, 94 then.
I was okay.
Old. Yeah, it was made in 94.
Not quite as old as we thought, but, no. Yeah, they still being made quite well back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Compared to now, I mean. Yeah.
It's American-made, too.
My dad would play it. He's been in bands and stuff all his life.
Oh, yeah, that guitar's been through a lot.
I still have my father's. He passed away a long time ago, but his was a 1959 Mustang Fender.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I mean, you could tell just by picking that thing up and holding it next to another guitar. It's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's got some years on it.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see that.
My dad was a big influence getting me into music, too. Not so much. He never played music, but he physically played music a lot. He loves music, especially rock music. He took me to a lot of concerts. I got into punk music. My dad's always been a huge supporter. Also, shout out to my best friend in the world, Cam Schubring. I know he's listening. But through video games, I also got into Japanese rock music, which I'm really, really into today. Most of the bands I listen to are foreign.
Really?
Yeah, I like when I can't understand the lyrics to songs because it's like they almost kind of become a whole other instrument. And sometimes it complements very nicely in ways you wouldn't expect.
Well, yeah, and then you can still understand what they're trying to convey emotionally. You don't have to know
exactly it
word for word. That's one of the things I've always loved about music. It's universal. You don't have to understand the language. You don't have to speak the same language, but we can all understand music, you know, all together as one.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is, definitely. Oh, we shouldn't be acting too much. Let's get back into some music.
Right. All right, well, we're going to do a song called The Mold. What's it about? It's about fixing something that has never been made or had never been meant to be broken.
Every once in a while.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J with the band Module B. All right.
Serious, sir.
Okay, if our listeners are interested in finding any of your music, how would they go about that?
We're on YouTube. That's where our music is right now.
Okay.
We're working on reaching out to other platforms, but as of right now, we're just on YouTube, and you can find all those links through our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter.
Music.
Yeah, any of our social media, we're all over. So.
Okay. And do you gentlemen have any kind of shows coming up anytime in the future? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do. Adam, do you have the list?
Yep.
All right, we'll give him a second to whip it out, and then...
Well, as of now, we don't have any April shows, but starting May, I think May 4th.
Yeah, May 4th, yeah. We're playing at a place called the Phoenix 510.
Beautiful venue in Ferndale.
Okay.
Again, at the same place on May 11th. And May 18th, we're playing out in Pewimo, Michigan at Kramer's Bar.
What was that name again?
It's spelled P-E-W-A-M-O. So I'm assuming it's pronounced Pewimo.
Huh.
Pewimo?
Yeah, Pewimo, maybe.
It's quite a hike.
Pewimo.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours west into the middle of the state. So
wow.
That should be fun.
Never heard of that town.
Yeah, me either. We're playing June 9th at Grizzly's Bar. Where is that? Hamtramck?
I think that's Wyandotte.
Oh, yeah. Yes, correct. And then June 17th, we'll be at Kelly's in Hamtramck.
Okay, that one I definitely know.
Yep.
Okay, so a nice wide variety of places.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah, all through May and June.
We've been playing, I believe, pretty steadily every month since November.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, around the...
before that, but, you know, haven't...
Yeah. That brings this up. I want to give a shout-out to Matt from Sisterhood, because they were actually supposed to be doing this today, but... He texted me about a week ago saying they couldn't do it, so he had asked us if we wanted to. So thanks for shout out to Matt from Sisterhood for getting us this gig.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Yeah, one of these days we'll get Sisterhood on.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They actually got us playing a lot of our shows when we started, like, you know, playing out. He hooked it up with a lot of gigs, different gigs. Yep. So he actually got us a place in Shelby Township, which is there's this place called Tap and Barrel.
He
got us a gig there, which is actually right down the street from my work. That's also a shout out to the crew at Wild Bill's in Shelby Township. Thanks for letting this happen too. It's for those guys.
They let you out of early.
Yeah,
for this?
Yep. I was supposed to work. My coworker Derek, he's staying till close for me today. So that's happening, and then yeah.
Definitely have to do a shout out to him.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Derek.
And to my boss for letting it all happen, Danny. Shout out to you, bro.
Got to make sure it can happen again, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. All right, what do we have now?
All right, I've got another song. It's going to do this. We're going to do Get There. The song is called Get There.
I really like this one.
This I kind of wrote about. I was just laying in bed one day, and I just thought about, you know, just where I want to focus my life in and what I want to do and how to get there. So that's kind of where I made the name of this song. So, yep.
We'll be right back. matter the path that comes along with the ride. Just keep moving on, I know I can do. Searching for it, now you're longing for his light. It'll get the best out of you if you don't believe it. You're ready to keep from surviving. When will I get there?
From Studio J with Module B. All right. This is WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
We're having a really good time. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. My
this
pleasure.
This is really fun. This is very fun.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to come back.
Oh, I would enjoy that.
We'll give you an assignment. You need to get an EP or something together, and then you can promote it when you come back.
Speaking of which,
yeah, we've got one. We're actually
we just fall in the studio.
Yeah, we just released another single off it the other day, Comprehensive Feelings, which we will play later. But yes, we have a 6-song EP being released very soon.
Oh, excellent!
Yes.
We'll time it for that. Maybe you'll have a release party, right?
Yeah. We're actually in the works of planning one. So
cool.
Yes.
And you will be invited. Everybody that's helped us out along the way, it's been to our shows, anything like that, you're all invited to our release party. And that date will be released momentarily.
Shortly, yeah. Shortly. Just keep in tune with our social media posts.
Check Facebook regularly.
Yes.
Cool. All right, I look forward to it.
Awesome.
I noticed that's an interesting setup for your effects pedals over there. Skateboard, huh?
Oh yeah, I'm really into gear, specifically pedals. I love all the wonderful world of effects you can get from them, and everybody's got, you know, their pedal trainer. People like to take pallet board. It's all basically like the same pedal board, and you know, nothing wrong with a good product, but I personally like skateboarding, and I like to give things my own touch, and I had this blank demo deck lying around, so I'm like, hey, yeah, why not? I've never seen anybody else doing it before, and everybody that sees it seems to love it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, so you seriously into skateboarding? Or?
Yes, I've been skating my entire life. I know a lot of people say that, but I have been skating my entire life, and it's one of the few things I'll toot my horn at. I'm pretty good.
Are you? You yes. do the competitions and everything?
No, I do not do competitions. I'll meet up at the park and play skate all day, though.
Okay. I was just curious because my middle son, he's been doing it for, oh, God, a good 20 years. He's not that old, but he's like you. He started when he was like 8 or something like that.
And yeah, just stuck with it, right?
Yeah, but he does some of the competitions. He's even in some kind of movie they made locally. His name's Neil Ryder.
Neil Ryder. That sounds badass.
Always looking for people to have to check out their style and pick stuff up from people. Mm-hmm. You know, always learn from anybody.
Yeah, but he's like you. He's into the real serious stuff, you know, the multi-stairs and the, you know, the pictures of him like 25 feet in the air and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
He's injured more bones than I care to count. He's got ankles worse than mine, and he's half my age, you know.
One time I broke all my toes on both my feet, and I didn't go to the hospital. I just walked funny for a couple months.
That's what he would keep doing, yeah. Oh, it's all right. It'll go away. Well, I don't know.
Fortunately, I have never broken a bone.
Same here.
Never.
We're very fortunate.
It's either all the milk I drank as a kid or maybe I'm just built special. I don't know.
Yeah, but do you skateboard as serious as Cody?
I do not.
No. Now, if you're going to skateboard
maybe,
seriously.
Maybe I just got to be a little bit more of a risk taker.
Or maybe not.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Your body will thank you later on.
That's right.
You got to be really dedicated to know that eventually one day you're going to wake up and you're like, oh, my God, my body's a wreck.
Oh, yeah.
But I enjoyed every minute of it.
That's
getting
right.
There.
That's one of those things that's you can't learn goal. It without getting hurt a few times.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. All right. Why don't we do another one?
Absolutely. Alrighty.
We're going to do a song called Define Myself.
Just me, by myself, why would I believe? I don't need anyone, anyone to be happy. It's all I can.
Listening to Live from Studio J with the band Module B. All right. So, most of your songs seem like they're pretty upbeat, huh?
Yeah, I would say that.
So you guys are crazy, but a happy crazy. Huh?
That's right. Oh, yes.
See, like, clinically mood.
Crazily delighted.
We're clinically insane, but we're still okay.
You're not angry, young man, huh?
No, not
by any means.
Not at all.
We're very happy, content. We love to be where we are.
Yep.
Just three guys living in the world, finding our place, seeing what we can do.
Good buddies, good pals.
That's right.
Amigos, chums.
Playing music amongst buddies. All the noise.
Or playing noise amongst all the music. Depends.
Yeah, depends on how you look at it.
That's cool. Yeah, it's kind of refreshing. Sometimes a lot of performers want to just do nothing but complain and whine and, you know, be angry and, you know.
What's the point?
It's okay sometimes, you know, but to just live there permanently, you know, come on.
Absolutely. No.
There are some good points in life, no matter how bad things are.
Of course.
Yeah, and one of the things is music. As long as you got music and good friends.
Yep.
That's right.
Most of the rest comes together.
And when you put them together, you make magic.
Yeah. Like Module B.
That's right.
Thank you. You already know.
All right. Let's do another one.
Cool.
Right.
So we're going to do, this one's a newer one. We haven't quite got lyrics for it yet. So we're going to play this one instrumental.
Cool.
Guess what the name is.
Untitled.
Close.
Very close, actually. We titled this song Module B.
There you go.
Titled, if you want to call it that.
Thank you.
Live from Studio J with Module B. All right. I think you should just leave that as an instrumental. That's my personal opinion.
See, I was kind of maybe thinking the same thing.
That's a hard tempo to write lyrics.
But
for.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know, it's just like
I
one
like
of.
I like it as an instrumental,
I that
too.
One spot. My bad. Weirdly done. You're straight.
It's just like one of them jams. It's a great way to, like, either start the set off with and get people's attention or finish off big, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. I think that's what I would do. But it's your band. You do what you want.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes in the studio.
Is that the way you normally write your songs? Do you get all the music parts first and then
usually,
the lyrics?
Usually.
Most
yes.
of the time, yeah.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Hmm. I wonder, some people think it's easier to do the opposite. I guess it depends on your opinion. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Usually most of our songs either comes from either a tune that pops in my head and I kind of figure it out. And then me and my brother, we sit down and we kind of play through it. And then I might freestyle a little stuff as I go along. Mm-hmm. And then I'll play that for him. He'll come up with a drum beat once we agree on it. That's kind of that. And sometimes vice versa, if I get like a phrase or something stuck in my head, I'll write that down, create lyrics upon that, depending on what, you know, comes mm-hmm. to mind, what I want to make it about, something like that.
Hey, whatever works for you. Like I said, I've talked to people that do the lyrics completely first. I mean, they've got
yeah.
it all written out, and then they create music to go with it. Yeah. Some people do the opposite. Then you've got those really weird people that can do both at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've seen it where they literally, they're creating the notes and the lyrics as they go along.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, I actually wrote I'm Blessed and The Mold that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I did those both at the same time. It all just kind of came all at once in my head. I just kind of wrote it all down really fast. But yeah, those two songs I constructed all myself, but the others, yeah, we did it as a band.
Okay.
Yeah, it usually starts with the music, though.
Okay.
Once I get a good idea, if I write it down or record it, because if I don't that day, I'll forget it the next day.
Yeah, and we come up with some pretty catchy riffs sometimes, so we got to remember everything that we write.
I'm with you on that one, yeah. Murphy's Law, it's going to, of course, be the best thing you've done in a while. That's the one you're going to forget probably first and foremost.
Yeah.
All right, I think we want to squeeze at least a couple more in before we get done here, so why don't we do that?
All right. Yeah, we've got one more.
We got one more original. We're going to do this Comprehensive Feelings. So, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, this is the one that we just released like a couple days ago. So if you want to check this one out, if you like it after hearing it, go to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All right, and what is it called again? I'm sorry.
Comprehensive Feelings.
Oh, okay. Is that going to get us all the way till 6 or?
8 minutes. Probably, if not, very close.
Very close?
Yeah.
A little funky intro.
All right, yeah. I think you guys can do it.
Do your intro.
Yeah, we got this. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I hope we've passed the audition.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Sugar low, but I've gotta go, 'cause there's never a minute to waste. The boys inside will never take me alive or catch me in my haste. There's a God-sized hole I let take control, and from where my ether flows, you won't capture me if I fail to be. That's where my body goes. Where my body goes. I'm a girl of 16 with a catapult dream and a vision inside my head.